By the time the family saw the large black bear sow stalking them on the Glacier Moraine Trail in Kachemak Bay State Park, it was already within yards of 12-year-old Rockwell Bates. And even though all four family members bunched together, yelling and waving, trying to drive the bear off, it advanced. That's when Sally stepped in front of the charging bear and took the brunt of the attack. Weatherly Bates picks up the story.
We all, like, got together in a group, but it just didn't stop and came, like, right at us even faster. And it probably got, like, we were all just standing there within, like, 5 feet. And we had one of our dogs, she was just by my side and went and put herself right in between the bear and our son, because the bear was obviously going to, like, pounce on our son. And she just stood there. I mean, neither of our dogs ever barked at this bear. Like, it happened so quickly, but she just positioned herself right in between the bear and our son, and the bear just tackled her.
Sally, a 7-year-old German Shepherd, wound up with her head in the jaws of the bear.
It started biting her, and she was yelping, and it had her by the head. And in all the chaos, our dog on the leash, he ran and started, you know, fighting with the bear also. And we had a gun in our backpack, and my husband was able to get it out of my bag and ran over. He started kicking the bear, trying to get it to release our dogs. And he finally got, like, a clear shot. I was just like, please, we have to kill this bear. It's, like, going to kill our dog.
Greg Bates put the bear down after it released Sally. Then the family needed to get their dog off the trail and across Kachemak Bay to a Homer veterinarian.
It brings, like, tears to our eyes, like, that she did that for us, because I've, like, no doubt if she hadn't put herself in between us and the bear, that it could have really hurt one of my kids or one of us.
How is your dog?
She's doing good. We did bring her to the vet the day it happened, and she got a lot of puncture wounds to her head because the bear was biting her head. But she's going to be fine. The vet said she's super tough. I mean, she was like a 80-pound dog and was able to handle the bites, like, a lot better than I think we would have.
Bates says bear encounters are not unusual around Halibut Cove, but this one was different.
In the past, like, they're super weary. Like, we do encounter them often, and they always run. Unfortunately for the bear, she was in pretty bad condition. And nothing in her stomach but parasites. And I just think it was, like, really desperation for her. Not saying we thought would happen, but we're going to be a lot more careful in the future and try maybe not to hike as much during hyperphagia when bears are really trying to fatten up for winter.
Bates says Rockwell and his 10-year-old sister Vera were shaken up by the encounter, but were uninjured.
We're a little traumatized, but they're doing well. They really feel bad for the bears, that we all think they've had a really hard year, not enough food, and we just feel like they don't want them to be stressed out, the bears. And we just want to make people aware that this can happen. And, you know, as our son said, they can't just go to the grocery store for a chicken, buy a chicken for dinner. So, you know, we kind of have to just respect them, that they're really hungry and, you know, having a tough year.
The Bates returned the next day with friends to recover the bear carcass, salvaging what meat they could and bringing the hide, skull, and other required parts to Fish and Game to be recorded. They may or may not tan the hide. For KBBI and Homer, I'm Jay Barrett.